critical role in your company. Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534.
Yes, which has some of the most stringent conservation rules in the country. They don't really care whether you let it mellow or
flush it down.
Before
right.
you flush it. because it doesn't, you know, they want you to flush it because they can use it again. What they don't want you to do is to put it in your yard. It's a tricky business, and there's a lot of moving parts, and it's hard to, that's why, you know, simply, you know, allowing almonds to go extinct wouldn't really get us anywhere.
Got it. So
my certainly not killing golf. Certainly we can't get rid of golf courses.
Well, so my 20-minute shower basically okay. The golf course that I was planning in my backyard not so okay.
Well, it depends on what your municipality does with water. If the water that goes down the drain just disappears, it's all the same. But if you're in a place where there's an effort made to reuse water, then it does make a difference.
David Owen, you are defying my insistence on coming up with a simplistic solution to the problem. Gosh darn it.
Every simplistic solution I came up with, to some of the people have very, very good arguments against. It's interesting because it is so complex. And then once you know, even if you decide, well, why are we, okay, so I accept the fact that we're going to grow lettuce in Southern California. Why are we making wine in Western Colorado? And, you know, why are we using water for that? And you could make a rational case that you shouldn't. At the same time, people in Western Colorado, that wine industry supports an enormous tourist trade. And so every time you tinker with one piece, you end up moving a lot of other pieces. And you kind of have to move all the pieces at once, which, amazingly, people have been willing to at least try to do.
Well, David Owen, I feel like you and I are trying to solve a Rubik's Cube over the air, where one of us is blindfolded, and it's probably the one with the actual Rubik's Cube. But it's an important problem to approach, because otherwise we're going to be pretty thirsty at the end of all of it. We've been speaking with David Owen. He is the author of Where the Water Goes, Life and Death Along the Colorado River. David, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're very pleased to have on with us today Senator Mike Lee, Republican from Utah. He's written a new book, Written Out of History, The Forgotten Founders Who Fought Big Government. Senator Lee, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
So when we hear the story of the founding of this nation, we often think that we think back to a group of fairly well-to-do white men, but that doesn't tell the entire story of how this country was founded, and you've investigated a few cases that don't fit in with the traditional narrative.
That's right, including some women and some minorities. There were a lot of people who participated in our nation's founding and played a key role, either in the drafting of the Constitution or in its ratification or in important discussions that surrounded those things that really need to be told. These stories are an important part of our history, and they tell us a lot about our time, more than we might realize. That's why I wrote this book, Written Out of History.
So tell us the story, if you could, of Mercy Otis Warren. She was a prominent female writer in the Revolution and very close to John Adams. What role did she play?
Mercy Otis Warren was a playwright. She was a polemicist. She was a commentator, very prominently so at the time. She and John Adams were quite close. They had a bit of a falling out about the Constitution during the ratification process. She wrote extensively and otherwise expressed her opinions, her concerns about the Constitution, explaining that it could result in a sort of monarchy in miniature, that the concentration of power would be facilitated by the new Constitution, and that would erode individual liberty, resulting in some of the same problems that had followed the American people prior to the Revolution. Now, she and John Adams almost became bitter enemies over this. They had this lengthy exchange of letters They were quite caustic. They went on for years. But as I explain in the book, toward the end of their lives, they were able to restore their friendship. And but the words of Mercedes Warren still echo down through the ages and warn us today about the risks of big government.
We're speaking with Senator Mike Lee of Utah. He's the author of Written Out of History, The Forgotten Founders Who Fought Big Government. Now, I grew up knowing Aaron Burr as a villain, no question. You know, he had fought Aaron, Alexander Hamilton in a duel, had killed him, and then had to run off somewhere. Was accused of treason. My high school history is still sketchy, but certainly with the play Hamilton being the toast of Broadway, he has certainly gotten.
Good afternoon, Hunter, and it's the Sports Guys. I'm Bill Wolfson, and we are awaiting the arrival of John Manfreda. We're not going to be seeing Patricia Garrity Smits today. You won't be hearing from her. Pat's home with a husband who's not feeling well. A shout out to Dave, her husband. Hopefully Dave is doing better after a rough road, from what I hear. And we have some interesting stuff going on here in the wonderful world of sports, or the wide world of sports, or whatever you want to call it. We've got plenty of football action, some hockey action, and all kinds of cool stuff to talk about. As you know, the Yankees unveiled Gerrit Cole, making them the presumptive World Series champs in 2020. I doubt that. Buffalo Bills-Patriots game, which is the bonus middle game of the Saturday NFL tripleheader, is going to be very interesting. As you know, the Patriots are having some trouble once again with cheating. They managed to get caught filming a practice of a team that they have every reason to expect to beat. So they're in a jam, but the Bills, now 10-4, just clinched their second postseason berth in the last 20 years with a 17-10 win over Pittsburgh. Usually they tie the Patriots in the standings with a win in Foxborough, but the Bills would still need to beat the Jets next week and see the Patriots lose at home to Miami to dethrone New England as the AFC East champs. The Pates have a lot of incentive to win because they're going to try to stay ahead of the Chiefs and secure the second American Football Conference bye. In the Belichick era, New England is 34-5 versus Buffalo, but the playing field suddenly level. Tom Brady may not be as good as he once was, but few of us are. Back in week four, the Patriots won 16-10 up in Buffalo, but we saw the first clues New England's offense was getting brown around the edges. The Bills had some big edges in first downs, passing and rushing yards, and in time of possession. The game's going to be televised nationally, so in addition to defeating the Steelers and beating up the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day, looks like the Bills are going to give the Pates a real battle. We also have the Texans over the Buccaneers, with a lot of credit to Jameis Winston for helping to turn Perriman into a receiving star after losing Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Deshaun Watson's a winner. It's going to be hard to go against him when the win clinches the AFC South for Houston. So Houston's got all the incentive in the world over the Bucs.